This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris has cracked a rib taking part in an on-air feature and thinks he might be able to sue me. No, there's a new week of bangers. What do girls really want from blokes? And so much, yes, I can't cope. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Welcome to another week of Lunchtimes. Got to tell you guys, Chris is not okay today.
Well, I'm injured. Which is an odd thing to say when you do radio, but I am. I'm injured.
What have you got?
I think I've cracked my rib. I think this is something that I did on Friday here. And it does. It really hurts.
Okay.
So right. I can't be sure it's that, but I think it is.
Who's told you that you've cracked a rib?
So I'm out with some friends yesterday, and one of them's a nurse, and she was saying everything that I'm saying about this thing suggests cracked rib. On Friday it was fine, Saturday it started to hurt a bit more, and then I woke up this morning, it's agony.
Right, so just someone that's a friend has told you that it's cracked rib and you're completely going with that. Have you had it checked out by an actual doctor?
No, but you said it could be cracked rib as well. So if you're saying it and she's saying it, then that's good enough for me.
No, but I'm the kind of person that looks up my symptoms on the internet and then goes, I've got that, so don't trust what I'm saying.
And also, whenever someone says, well, how did you do it? It's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's completely pathetic.
Tell everyone how you think you did it.
Well, we were playing a game called Hamper Trumps on Friday on the show.
If you don't know what this is, we do a game from time to time called Lunch Trumps, where people come on and try and trump Chris's lunch and say they've got a better one. Then we found out that Theresa May, our Prime Minister, was going to give a rubbish hamper to Donald Trump when she arrived in Washington. And we thought, I bet our listeners can top that.
Yes.
I bet they've got better hampers. And they did. But that's when you think you did it.
Yeah, so one of the hampers was so good, I fell off the chair.
I've got that moment right here.
A batch of homemade raisin scones with homemade strawberry jam and a massive pot of clotted cream.
Oh, oh my God! Oh, you went there! With the clotted cream, there. You went there! Chris fell off his...
Myself.
What have you done?
I've really hurt myself.
Fall off your chair.
Everybody all right?
I got too excited.
No, Molly, he's not all right. He's holding his back like an old man. Oh, that's the actual moment.
Yeah, no.
Did you hear there was a really deep... That was the moment you cracked it.
Oh, because of a hamper.
Or because you got excited about someone's hamper.
You see, and indirectly, this is actually Trump's fault, isn't it? Because of the original Trump, the original hamper.
Yeah, just blame him. Emma cracked a rib sneezing recently, so it's entirely possible, yeah.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, you've checked it's not your hip, because do you want me to fund a new one for you?
No, I'm not doing a Eamon Holmes.
Right.
That's what happened to him, wasn't it?
He needs a new hip.
Or did he
He's
just
on Radio
new...
1, but needs a new hip.
But did he get new hips just because he wanted new hips? Wasn't it that?
No, he was really struggling with it.
Oh.
You don't just go, oh, it's not like having your teeth done. It's like, oh, I might just get some new hips. It really hurts and you have to get it done again.
Now, the way I remember that story was he wanted new hips. So he was getting these sexy new hips.
No, not true.
Oh, I can't laugh. It hurts. It's such a problem today.
Also, here's the thing, right? Helen in Northampton's been on. She sneezed and cracked a rib as well, but had to tell people a different story because it's a rubbish story. What are you telling people you did it from falling off your chair at Radio 1?
I'm not going to anymore because it's too many questions and it sounds ridiculous. And also, when I'm with my mates, some of whom have got boring but kind of sensible jobs, the idea that I've fallen off my chair...
At work is
ridiculous,
that would,
isn't it?
That would annoy me a lot.
It's like something off Year 6.
You need to make up a better excuse for it when people ask.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
One.
Where? It begins.
Hey, did you see Serena Williams at the Australian Open Tennis at the weekend winning? And as she won her final point, she seemed to scream, yes! I would play it to you, but she also screamed a naughty word after she'd screamed, yes! I can't play it. Otherwise, I would have been all over it.
But it was a full-on, yes!
It was. But it does seem that Serena's trying to make this her thing. It was all over Twitter at the weekend. At which point, I'm saying, whoa, sister, hold up. I've been doing that for a while, yeah?
Yeah.
It does seem to be spreading, though. More and more people are doing it.
Scott Mills.
Oh, here we go. Felix and Droitwich. Yes, isn't your thing, Mills. You didn't make it. My mate Brad founded it back in the day, right after he beat me at squash. This always happens, doesn't it? It's like people are like, I invented OMG first with me and my mates. Mm. And I probably didn't.
Yeah, but some people genuinely believe that they are the original source of it.
I'm not saying I started Yas, but I am trying to claim it now.
You have been doing it for ages. In fact, you've been doing it so long, that's why we then started talking about it on air. Because I was like, do you realise how much you do this? That my life now involves Yassing at everything.
And at Radio 1, if anyone sees me, it's not hello. It's when they do it too, Yas, and I just go, Yas, and that's it. That's the hello greeting.
I mean, I remember after a wedding once, me and one of your mates came to try find you because no one could find you, knocked on the door. You went to open the door, but the door was locked. So it just sort of shuffled a little bit, and all I could hear was, Yas.
It's been happening a while. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. What's going on?
I just heard you and Chris talking about Yas.
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 And I came across and I sent you an email of a radio station called Yas FM.
Oh, so this must be the radio station in the town of Yas, yes?
Yas.
Yas FM in Yas.
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 It came up on my Facebook timeline the last day and I just saw and I said, Yas, Scott has to come and see this.
Yeah, Scott, it's coming up to transfer deadline day. That's tomorrow. The real one, the football one.
Right.
Perhaps you should put in a transfer to Yas FM.
I mean, it's always good to have options, isn't
it? Yeah.
Scott, I think Chris is trying to get rid of you there.
Right, it does sound a little
bit
like
that,
doesn't
it? No, I'll come with. Imagine if we went to Yas FM.
Yas.
Yas.
It'll be even more of a problem than it is now. Every time I put the microphone on, I'd have to say it. Yas FM.
Even the serious news, that'll be a problem, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's say you've got to break some news.
And now, the latest news on Yas FM. Yeah. This is going to be impossible.
Yeah. Let's say you've got something
serious.
Really, really serious to say.
What might happen in Yas?
Well, let's say there's a massive hurricane on the way.
We need to evacuate the whole of Yas.
Why are you putting a voice on? If you went to a radio station abroad, would you try and mimic the accent?
Is that not what you do?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Hello, I'm on Scott, Scott Mills.
I think Scott needs to put on his Australian accent when he does it.
Yeah. I think that's difficult all the time, though.
Also, my Australian accent is awful.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you going? It's Scott here, and here's my friend Chris.
All right, Chris here on Yas FM.
Oh, God.
It's got worse.
I can't do it. It's got worse.
All right.
Why are you doing...
I don't know.
Hey, how are you going?
Chris, that sounds Scottish.
Hey, how are you going? It's 8:54. It's Scott here. Here's Chris.
Hey.
The latest.
Hey, everyone. It's Chris on Yas FM. No, Yas FM.
Why can't you hear how to do it?
It's so difficult. I just can't hear it and repeat it. It just doesn't really work. Back to Yas FM, though. Are you a fan?
Me? I've never listened to it, to be honest. It just came off my timeline.
My wonderful team have actually found some of Yas FM's jingles. Do you want to hear them, Matthew?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Songs you can sing along to.
Songs you can sing along to.
Yas FM 100.3.
I think I'd fit right in.
That's not an Aussie accent.
Scott, I think you should make some jingles up for them.
They don't need them. They've got these.
Songs you can sing along to.
Songs you can sing along to.
You're inside 50 minutes of non-stop music. Non-stop music.
Yeah, yeah.
Yas.
I can feel
Yas FM 100.3.
I want to be inside 50 minutes of music.
Yeah. Also, what's their kind of station slogan there? What was it again?
Songs you can sing along to.
I like that.
Thursday live news and views. Right here on Yas FM.
I could do this.
Yes.
But listen to what we've also found. The theme tune for Thursday Live. Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Broadcasting across the Yas Valley, the ACT, and streaming online around the world. This is Thursday Live on Yas FM.
Sounds familiar, that music.
That's the news.
It's BBC News.
You can't have that.
Expecting Hugh Edwards to come in and start speaking.
I don't know whether they've legally obtained that. Probably not. Because it's probably just copyrighted to BBC, but it's Yas FM. They think, oh, no one's going to know.
I don't know if Yas FM can do that, even if they do have an amazing name. Can't just take the news theme.
Matthew, thank you so much.
No worries, Scott.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hi, it's Andrew. I've heard you've been talking about Yas.
We have been talking about Yas.
Can we tell you a story about my Yas this weekend?
There can't be another Yas story. You had loads.
Yes, there's another one. I went to my local pub and there was a Yas Lady Gaga moment.
Why was Lady Gaga in your pub?
It was a tribute act.
Oh, I love a tribute act.
Oh, that's so cool. What kind of pub is this? Just like your local pub?
Yeah, my local pub. It's like a sports bar.
What's her name? Because I'm obsessed with tribute acts' names.
I think she's called Sarah. I'm not sure on her last name.
Oh, no, surely it's maybe Gaga.
Yeah, hopefully it is.
No, that was the one that I met before, maybe Gaga.
Oh, was it?
I had to travel on a plane with her. And they wouldn't let her disco stick through customs.
How?
She was like, but I'm a Lady Gaga performer. I need it. It's part of the performance. They were like, looks like a weapon to me, love. Anyway.
Disco stick.
Yeah, do you remember when she had her disco stick back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted you to ride on it. Anyway, right, so there's a fake Lady Gaga in the pub. Of course there is.
Yeah, we saw the whole thing. A couple of mates and a couple of mates that were working behind the bar as well.
All the boys?
Yeah, all the boys were there. She was a really good act, but obviously I had to get my ass Gaga moments in.
Okay, so if it's a fake Lady Gaga performance in a pub, I think I know what's coming next.
Yes.
Yes, you did it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Oh,
during what song?
I can't remember what it is. I think it was Bad Romance. I've got two videos I sent to you.
Oh, okay, I'll have a look. Hang on. So you went, yes, Gaga, yes, like the person a few years ago on YouTube that became famous just from following her around and saying that to her.
Yes.
This dude.
Gaga, yes!
Yes, Gaga!
Yes, Gaga! Yes,
did you do it with as much force as that?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes!
In a pub? In a pub in where?
In Hatfield.
Brilliant.
In Sunny Donny.
Did your mates do the same, or was this just you?
Oh, just me. They bottled it.
Okay, I think I've found what you've sent me. So we can hear this now. So there's Andrew at a pub. He's with his mates. There's a fake Lady Gaga doing her thing on stage. Here's your big moment.
That's really good.
During Born This Way, actually, not Bad Romance.
Yeah, Born This Way, and then there was another one where she was a bit full on with one of the other lads in the video.
An awkward moment when fake Lady Gaga tries to get off with one of your friends.
Yeah.
Do you think she heard you?
Yeah, she did. She came up to me after and started laughing with me.
That is excellent work. Thank you, Andrew.
No worries, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
My friend Chris here has fallen off his chair during one of our side-splitting features on last Friday's show and has literally split his sides. No, he's claiming he's got a cracked rib.
Well, no, I don't know that for sure. That's what your friend said to me yesterday.
Kind of presenting it as fact, though, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm not. I haven't had a chance to establish exactly what it is. But you've said, and she has said, that it is likely to be a cracked rib.
Thing is, right, if you go to the doctor and say, I think I've got a cracked rib, even if you have, there's nothing they can do about it. Like, what are they going to do? Fix it?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Basically, I fell off a chair.
Yeah, during a weird game that we did on Friday. Do you know who you're walking like? You're walking like one of those people on those daytime TV adverts you normally see during Judge Rinder or Jeremy Carr. One of those, have you been injured at work? One of those adverts.
See, when I was just walking then through the live lounge to go out where the coffees are, I thought I was walking a little bit like I was in the Wild Wild West. Like a cowboy. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
I was a lot slower and thought through. And
right. Legs akimbo.
Yeah. I thought I looked a little bit cowboy.
Right. Okay. So no laughing really is the key, isn't it?
I can't. It's not horrendous by any stretch, but the problems are laughing and coughing.
Right. So yeah. Okay. I get it. So don't make you laugh.
Yeah.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx Golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
No, you see, I'm punished for finding something funny, and that's not nice. That's not very nice what you're doing there.
No, it's only like being tickled. It's like, stop it.
It just makes me... It's like a sharp intake of breath.
A little twinge every now and again, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about if I was to play Steve Wright singing on Radio 2?
Oh, no.
Remember this clip?
Yeah.
That was me doing Enya.
See, it just it's like the laughter starts and then it just cuts in with a sharp sort of...
What about me saying...
And here's an interview with Jürgen Klopp.
That's fine. Just ridiculous. Okay.
Scott Mills.
Right, I've got something that might make you go.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to do it. You're trying to make me laugh because obviously I've hurt my rib and then it's going to hurt me.
Well, you might have cracked a rib. Do you know what really gets you every time, though?
Oh, to be fair, this is the best. This is worth the pain.
It's a school orchestra trying to do this. This is an actual orchestra at a school.
It hurts. Listen now, they really try.
They are trying. It's just the anticipation of it.
Here we go.
Here we go! Oh, hon.
It's mad.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Michael Jackson.
No, come on.
We still love you.
No.
We will love you, Michael Jackson.
How long does it take for a cracked rib to heal?
Some people are saying 6 weeks.
Oh,
Michael Jackson.
So I can't make you laugh for 6 weeks.
We all love you. We all miss you.
Okay, I'm going to stop now.
Michael Jackson.
Scott Mills.
I'm really worried about getting Camila Cabello's name correct tomorrow.
You just can't do it right.
You do it.
Camila Cabello.
Oh, I think you've done it right.
Yeah.
But can you do it again? You see, it's a one-off, that one.
It's whether you say the L's in it. That's what always confused me.
The thing is, caballo is Spanish, so the two L's become a J sound. So if you say Camila Cabello, that's not right. It needs to be caballo. Hang on, I've just found this.
It's Camila, and my New Year's resolution is to spend more time giving back and doing things that are good for your soul.
Okay, put some real energy into it there. Thing is, right, I need to get the name right, because you've seen her when she's moody on the various photos on the internet. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, she'll potentially completely ignore you then.
It's Camila.
Camila Cabello. I think I've got it.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Gemma.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. Are you in Glasgow?
I'm not. I'm on my way back from Glasgow, on my way to the sunny Ayr, which is near Glasgow.
Okay, and you've just been to Dubai on your holidays.
Yes, I have indeed. It was glorious.
Did you love it?
Absolutely loved it. There's nothing not to like. It's just so cool over there.
It's weird when you go there, though, because it's like, yay, it's summer, and then you come out here, it's like, oh, it's not.
Yeah, it was like -2 when I landed in Glasgow. It was horrible.
I bet you're wearing shorts, weren't you?
No, I had my harem pants on, very cultured.
Oh, see, this is my favourite thing about when you see people at airports. This happened the other day to me. Like, this guy was like freezing in these like... Yeah, and in shorts, and he was like, oh, blimey, it's a bit colder than Bangkok. It's like, well, yeah, obviously, yes.
I know, but what do you expect?
But that's always me as well. I'm always arriving back in the shorts to Gatwick.
What is it you said you were wearing? I've not heard of those before.
Harem pants. They're like the big baggy trouser things you get, and you get them in Thailand and things, but they're so comfy.
I've had so many of those. Right, okay,
you need
so
to have a note of them.
Chris, I've got to tell you, we've got one of yours here. She's normally one of you, your
normally goes for
fans,
me, so
yeah.
We'll probs pick you today.
Oh, well, let's see, shall we?
Well, look, I've got such a good choice there. You going first or me?
I'll go first. I've never been afraid of the highest heights. What?
Nothing.
Speak up if you're going to speak. No. Say it to the class.
No, it's a great song. That's why I picked it previously.
Don't mutter under your breath. I bet it was... I've picked this one before.
It is. I was right, saying it's a brilliant song.
It's example and change the way you kiss me.
big song. This is one of your faves, isn't it? Yeah. Right, you can have that choice or you can have mine, which is this. It's the Scream mix of In For The Kill.
Bye.
Le Who.
Oh, it's good. Right, what do you want then?
Oh God, this is difficult. Normally I go for Chris, but I'm not too sure. Scott's as good as well. I think I'm going to have to go for Scott.
Yes. I deserve some luck on this.
I've never been afraid of the highest heights or afraid of flying. I've never been afraid of the wildest fights, not afraid of dying.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. I was chatting to one of my mates last night. I wanted to get you lot's opinion on this. So, hi Beth, by the way, who I was talking to yesterday. We were talking about what girls really want from a bloke, not what blokes think they want. Because you'll often hear girls going, nice eyes, or like, he's got to be kind. Yeah, yeah, scrap all that. What do you actually want?
Yeah, what are you really looking for here?
And I'd like some advice on this and some help and for people to be as honest as they can be.
Yeah, well, I would say my group of mates really struggle on this front because I think there's an idea of what we think that girls would like, but it seems more of a lucky dip, actually, in the sense that I don't think any of us can confidently... Like when we first realised that actually we should dress up a bit smarter on a night out, we had this terrible situation where all of us wore a white smart shirt as we walked through Watford Town Centre. And it just looked like some kind of rubbish boy band marching through.
I went out with somebody once and they were like, I've got to be honest with you, I nearly didn't have a second date with you because your shoes on the first date were terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Shoes?
Shoes, yeah, they look at shoes. But this is what I mean. What do you actually really, really want? Be honest. So my friend Beth was like, she wants you to look her up on the internet before. Now, this used to be frowned upon, right? Like, slightly being a little bit stalkery on Google or whatever, looking up somebody, probably a no-no. She wants you to be able to tell her some things about her, like, oh, she's run 2 half marathons.
You see, I always thought you could do the research before, but then you almost have to act surprised whenever they say, oh, do you know, I'm actually into running, even though you do know that because you've looked up on Facebook
don't
and
mention
their profile
it.
Picture obviously has them holding a medal from the run.
But don't mention it on the day. She wants you to actually do some research and know that she's run a couple of half marathons.
Why is
which
that?
Which is a different one on me.
See, that's
but that's
odd.
Like, she's like, that's what I really want. I want them to be able to tell them something about me, like a job interview. So come on then, what do you really want? 81199.
Scott Mills.
Chris, I've got to say, I love this subject. What do girls really want?
I think some blokes will find this subject really infuriating, but still will want to hear what girls are saying.
Absolutely. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Okay, right, so what do you want, or is this your friend?
This is my best friend.
Best friend, okay. What does she want? Or what happened?
So she went on the first date with a guy on a dating app when we were at university, and the guy showed up with a big golf umbrella, which turned out was the reason why she didn't go on a second date with him.
That is ludicrous.
Yeah, and... So I thought, oh, maybe it wasn't raining, it was like a sunny day or something. No, it was raining and it was a very practical...
So the umbrella was too big?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Right. Bloke's point of view, I reckon he had the umbrella so massive, tactically, so that you could both get under the umbrella, or your best mate and him could get under the umbrella.
She'd lost interest by then.
That's mad. So the umbrella was too big.
Yeah.
But Carla, what does she actually want?
I don't know.
There we are.
A bit more spontaneous.
There we are. Be spontaneous. Don't have umbrella.
It does seem to vary, Scott. Look, Georgia in Cheshire. She just wants a guy that can play an instrument.
I like this one as well. It doesn't say your name. I want someone who likes to exercise and hit the gym, but you can also tell he's had a few pizzas. Not two-toned. Also, if you took them to a wedding, you'd go up to the bar and leave them on their own, but then when you turn round, he's surrounded by a group of people throwing their heads back and laughing.
That's me all over.
It is, isn't
that's,
it?
That, you've just described me.
There we are. Gemma.
Hello.
Okay, what do you want?
A guy who looks good, but doesn't look like he's made too much effort to look that good.
Oh, what do you mean?
That's great.
What do you mean? What, so he spent a lot of time getting ready, but doesn't look like he has?
Mm.
No, like, if he's got half a tip of gel in his hair, it's just a huge turn-off.
Right, okay.
Yes, but you still want him to look really sharp and really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, as
so
if
like
it's
he
effortless.
Just pulls something out of his wardrobe, but you know that he's spent ages on it, but it doesn't look like he's spent ages on it.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, but hang on a minute. You don't mind if he has spent ages on it. He just
don't
to make
look
it,
like you
Yeah,
do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's easy to find.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's one for you today, lads. I'm just finding out for you, on your behalf, what girls actually want from you. It's really annoying, some boys, but I'm really getting to the bottom of it. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
What do you want?
I want a guy to text me back properly with correct grammar, to know the difference between your and your and there and there. If they can't do that, then how are they possibly going to be able to write a wedding speech?
Right, so good grammar is essential.
Yeah, otherwise the conversation will dry up quicker than Gandhi's flip-flops.
Let me say, right, to you, if I let's say that we'd started seeing each other, yeah?
Yeah, let's say that.
Probably not going to happen, but yeah. Right, so if I started texting you, but instead of Y-O-U, I put U, just the letter U, how does that make you feel?
Deal breaker, sorry.
Right. Okay. Okay, well, so like love you, L-U-V, you, no, you're not having that?
Nah, not at all, can't be having that.
Okay, what about your, you are?
No, none of that, it's got to be correct,
Okay, you basically want to date Shakespeare.
Well, thing is, using the you as in you, then, like, I used to do that when I was 14.
Sure.
Like, do they even go to school? Who knows?
Okay.
Not me.
All right, well, good to speak to you.
Bye.
You don't want much. I think that's fair enough. Lou.
Hi, boys.
Hiya.
Hello.
What do you want?
Okay, I want three things from a guy. One, I want him to wear a suit all the time, just for the fun of it. Like Ryan Gosling.
No, not all two. The time. That's not possible.
No, hold on. Let me finish off the list. So two, I want him to be able to do the dirty dancing lift like Ryan Gosling. And three, I want him to take me out in a boat on a lake filled with swans like, and let Ryan it rain Gosling. Like Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Okay.
Chris has got it.
Like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. All right, but that's not real life. That's films.
No, but I think it could be real life. Like, I don't want you to send me a nude. I want you to take me out in a boat on a lake.
Yeah, quote of the day.
Yes, Queen.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Is brilliant. That's probably going to be the name of the podcast later, I imagine.
Scott Mills.
Whoa, some girls are saying, don't want someone that's always on Instagram and taking selfies. Okay. Or pictures of food, please. That was You Me at Six and Swear on BBC Radio 1. I think What Girls Want could be a semi-regular feature on this show because I really enjoyed it.
I mean, think we've narrowed it down, though.
Well, no, I'm no closer to finding what they actually want, but it's fun to hear what they want along the way, isn't it? This is obviously from a boy. Girls, I give up.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Greg James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you all.
Now, do you know about Chris?
And your kin.
And your kin. Chris has got he thinks it's a cracked rib. But this is like self-diagnosis.
Too much time has been invested talking about potential cracked rib. It's your diagnosis and it's my friend's diagnosis.
Okay, but I think you might have just popped it out. And I know a bloke that can, only down the road, that can pop it right back in for you.
I bet you do.
Yeah, right.
And his name's Gary. Lovely man. Australian.
Oh, don't.
Laughing. You can't laugh.
No, it really hurts. It's fine for a split second, but
This is how he did it on Friday's show.
To finish would be a batch of homemade raisin scones with homemade strawberry jam and a massive pot of clotted cream.
Oh my gosh! You went there! With the clotted cream, you went there! Chris fell off his...
Myself.
What have you done?
I've really hurt myself.
Fall off your chair.
Everybody, all right.
I got too excited.
No, Molly, he's not all right. He's holding his back like an old man. And now he looks like one of those adverts off of daytime TV. Have you been injured at work?
Wow. Oh, yes, of course. Blame is a claim.
Yeah. Well, yes, and it's your name above the door, isn't it, Scott? So get the lawyers ready.
Don't even think about it, sweetheart.
Imagine that. Imagine you sued him.
I sued Mills. That'd be amazing.
I would love that.
I would take you down.
I'd testify. I'd go in the dock. Oh, no, not the dock. I'd go in the dock.
It.
I don't know. Where am I going? I'd talk about it in the court.
You could be on the screen, maybe.
I'll be on the screen. Like when Alan Sugar can't be bothered to go to one of the tasks and just sends a screen, floating head.
Here's a point, lads. Why haven't they made an app yet where you can do your own x-rays? Because that would solve this thing once and for all, wouldn't it?
I know. Well, I do think an x-ray machine is quite advanced, quite a lot more advanced than an iPhone. Is
it? No, only as advanced as a scanner, and I can do that on my phone now. I can scan things.
Yeah, or maybe I could do it on the photocopier.
Hang on a second. You can't just put yourself on a scanner and it's an x-ray.
No. If I lie down on the photocopier,
no, I'm just saying.
No.
Is
an
X-ray? No, I'm not saying it's the same, but I'm saying if you can get a scanner app, then you surely can get an X-ray app by now. Come on.
No, because an X-ray machine is different. It's really, really high tech.
Well, I want it to be available on my smartphone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It should be available.
Come on, it's 2017.
I think you'll be waiting a long time.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
Gary Barlow washed his hair this weekend for the first time in 14 years.
Even if they just want to fake it, all they need to do is, it's basically like a black and white filter, isn't it?
Are you talking about that still?
Yeah, the X-ray
okay.
thing.
Okay, well, let's get to Real or No Real. Gary Barlow hasn't washed his hair for 14 years.
Well, why?
Doesn't that make it, after a point, doesn't it make it cleaner not washing your hair?
Someone told me that once. But I don't want to try it.
I don't know about that. I mean, he must.
Apparently your hair eventually cleans itself.
Mm. If you can get past the first sort of 3 weeks,
yeah,
I believe then it starts working in your favour.
3 weeks?
I don't know. I think that's right.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean, your friends will tell you that you smell, but once that's gone... Like, it cleans itself. It's self-cleaning.
Yeah. Now, lads, you were both teaching me about dry shampoo. So maybe this is that. Maybe this is the get-around that he's been doing. So he hasn't washed his hair, but he has used the dry shampoo.
But hang on. It must have been wet. He's washed. It's been in... Doesn't mean you mean by washing it. You can just wet it. But he's been swimming.
He's never going to be in rain.
So he's never been in the sea in the last... Or a swimming pool or a video. Surely there's a video where they've been wet.
Why would he be in the sea?
Oh, does he never go on holiday?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Why would he be in the sea? Well, no, why does anyone else go in the sea?
The way you put it was a bit weird. Like, it was like an everyday occurrence. Like, it's not, you know, I'm not normally in the sea.
So, real or no real, Gary Barlow has washed his hair this weekend for the first time in 14 years. Greg?
This feels odd. I'm going to say no real for this.
14 years is... It's a long time, I think, no real.
That one's real.
Yeah. Gary tweeted, "It's such an important day, I've washed my hair. First time in 14 years, hashtag no joke." We don't know why he's waited that long.
I don't understand.
Well, maybe he means with shampoo. I'm sure his hair's been wet, but, like, not. He's not washed it.
I want to get to the bottom of why. What is he doing?
Exactly. And next.
Before they were married, David and Victoria Beckham used to have secret hookups in a Harvester car park.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't pretend. I've heard it. I heard Desert Island Discs yesterday.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry, guys. BBC, we can't lie.
That's where it's from.
I've got to be honest here.
That's where it's from.
But it is incredible.
Now, did they definitely, or is this him, because often he gets paid by brands, doesn't he, to say things. Is this...
Yes, that's right, Kirsty. We definitely went to Harvester.
Yes. For our hookups.
A lovely menu.
Well, this
one. A lovely new menu in store now.
This one's ruined because Greg knows the answer. What is it, Greg?
Well, do we know? But it is brilliant, though. The story is great.
It's not the one in Croxley, is it? Because I was only there a couple of weeks ago. It is quite a big car park, actually.
But the story is that because they were so famous at the time, because obviously she was Spice Girl, and it was the 90s and crazy, and he was playing for Manchester United. And they couldn't be seen together before they announced that they were together. So that their PR people would say, just go and sit in the car and just kiss each other. And that's what they did. They just sat around in a car park and just, you know, touched each other up for a bit.
Brilliant. In a Harvester car park?
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Yeah. Rite of passage, isn't it?
So real or no real for this, please?
How's your rib?
It hurts.
It's a nice image, though, isn't it? Okay, this is definitely real.
Yeah, it's real.
That one is real.
Yes. So they did say, well, David said on the 75th anniversary edition of Desert Island Discs that his car was the only place they could get any privacy when they started dating. Yeah. Have you ever done a secret date like that?
In a car?
Great question, guys.
Famous.
I mean,
do you mean with a famous specifically?
Well, just a secret date.
Well, what's a secret date?
Well, like one in a car park. Where no one will see you.
I've had car park related dates, but that's just where couldn't afford to go into the Harvester.
Oh,
you know, it's.
I love you.
But it wasn't with a famous.
No, Greg, rather.
I don't think so.
No.
Junk.
Oh, this is great.
No, I mean, it's like, you know, you do get privacy, so yeah.
Okay.
But this is. Oh, cheers. Let's play a song.
Let's play a song.
How's your rib?
How's your rib, Ebs?
Scott Mills.
My mate Australian Gary's been on saying if you do want him to try and pop your rib back in, he'll do it later.
No.
He's a professional. He's really good.
He's a professional what? Rib popper?
Yeah.
I'm a professional rib popper. Nice to meet you.
He popped my shoulder back in once for me.
Did he? It's really funny making Chris laugh today because he's in such pain.
It just hurts. Yeah.
He's popped all the shoulders and ribs back in.
Celebrities only, is it?
No. I'm getting a very nice price. That was Sia and Move Your Body. And here's the rest of Real or No Real.
The new craze on Snapchat is called bursting, where you shake up a fizzy drinks can and then puncture the side so that it sprays in your face.
No, I hate that idea.
Why would you do that?
Hate the idea.
Scott hates the idea. Why do you hate the idea?
No, because I hate anything spraying in my face, generally. Like, I hate
but
it.
But is this...
No, I do. I really hate it.
Ow!
What's up?
Is this... I forgot ribs. Is the problem with this that you're spraying the drink into your own face? Like, why on earth would you do that? You'd be a mess.
Well,
like I kind of get it. However cruel it would be if as long as it was consensual, that you would do it to a friend.
Consensual?
But no, you're not someone that you're going to upset with it.
It really
it's
upsets
not a nice
me.
Thing to do.
You know when it's been, you know when a bottle's been shaken up, and you don't realise, and then it really shocks me. I hate it.
Who do people do that to you all the time? Do they
on purpose?
Maybe, I don't know. But like, no. When you're opening it, but you don't realise it's been shook up, and then it's like, blow back in your face. Awful.
Happens all the time, does it?
Does it happen
it does
to you
happen
much?
Quite a lot.
If it happens a lot, then like,
okay, then people are doing it on purpose, aren't they?
People are targeting you.
Is it the same news agent?
Have you paid your paper bill?
Probably hasn't, actually. Scott Bills.
Put it on the tab.
Come on, then. It's Snapchat's new thing.
It's got a 500 grand tab. Is new agent.
Oh, is Snapchat's new thing called bursting?
Yeah, probably. Yeah? It's, you know, everyone's sort of bored, aren't they? And they just try to do anything to pass the time of day. So I'd say, yes, this is probably real. Yeah.
Actually holding a ribs there.
It hurts.
real or no real?
I feel like I'm bursting. I'm going to go no real.
Greg, no real?
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, absolutely made up. I don't know why we did that.
It feels like this would be a thing, though.
I know, yeah.
Do you want to try and start it?
Okay.
I feel like this would actually...
I'll do it at my local news agent.
There's been worse things, haven't there?
Yeah. At the end of that round of real or no real...
I've got 20. Greg, you got 10. Unlucky, mate.
I was hoping that you're going to be okay fitting you to bingo tomorrow because I don't want you to miss that.
Who's on tomorrow?
A Radio 1 DJ, TBC.
All right.
Sorry that I asked. Radio 1.
Someone hold his ribs for him.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow with Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.